I know that the phones exploded at the Liberty Legal Institute, for example, where Kelly Shackelford heads things up. Kelly, is that right? Did your phone start ringing after he said that?
Emails or something like that.
Okay.
A lot of people around the country just don't know Governor Perry. They don't know where he stands on the issue, and so when they get a one sentence or a two sentence report from some media outlet, they can take it and run with all kinds of directions.
Sure.
So I think a lot of people got confused about what he said and really came to conclusions that weren't true.
As you understand it, what is his position on this?
Well, I think he didn't say it as artfully as he probably meant to.
It happens.
But what he was saying was, I mean, Governor Perry has always been in favor of a federal marriage amendment, which is, if people who have followed the movement on the discussions on this, the idea would be to pass a federal marriage amendment that says, in this country, marriage is a man and a woman.
Effectively banning gay marriage, right?
Yes,
yeah,
it would nation, whatever the state decided. So that would obviously not allow for states to each make different decisions,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is opposite from what people are thinking he said. What he was saying, and they'd say, wait, but he said it was fine for New York to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
What he's saying is, I'm for a federal marriage amendment, but we don't have a federal marriage amendment. And so since we don't have a federal marriage amendment, the way the Constitution works is 10th Amendment allows states to do their own thing.
Sure. I guess where people get confused, and this is why you got emails and calls, is because he says it's fine with me that they did that, right? That was the quote. He said, it's fine with me, and I guess the obvious logical criticism would be for him to say it's fine with him contradicts what he says about the federal amendment that he would like to see, because saying it's fine for New York to do it and then also saying, yeah, but I would support a process to take away their right to do it, just doesn't sit right with people.
Yeah, well, what he's saying is it's constitutionally fine. In other words, what he's saying is that he thinks that marriage should be a man and a woman, that it is something that, I mean, and I agree with this, that it's going to have to be decided one way or the other. You can't have somebody say, I am a parent here, but as soon as I cross state lines, you don't recognize my custody agreement.
Yeah, it's confusing.
I mean, differing from state to state on this kind of an issue, it's going to eventually have to be a one-size-fits-all to some extent, although there's ground. I mean, states do have differences on, what age and some of these things, but on man-woman, that's something that's going to have to be national. Well, The governor's position is he thinks it should be a man and a woman, and he likes the constitutional process because every state would be involved, and there would have to be three-fourths of the state ratify.
Yeah.
Therefore, it would be respecting the states and would solve a big issue. But what he's saying is, in the meantime, it is fine for states to do, whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of recognizing the 10th Amendment and the reality that that is the system. That's better than Nancy Pelosi or some leader in Washington, D.C. deciding it for us. It's better that the states have the decision, and ultimately they would even with a federal
right, and that's just the way it is right now. All right, Kelly Shackelford at the Liberty Legal Institute, always appreciated.